Representatives attending a third round of international talks aimed at resolving the crisis in the North Caucasus region agree that progress has been made. Mediated by the United Nations, the European Union, and the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, the talks focused on the security and humanitarian situation in the Caucasus. The situation has seriously deteriorated since Russia and Georgia fought a brief war in August over the Georgian breakaway regions of South Ossetia and Abkhazia. The Special Representative of the European Union for the Crisis in Georgia, Pierre Morel, called the talks productive, but he said the parties failed to reach an agreement because of a couple of outstanding issues. He said the parties agreed on the need to improve conditions for thousands of refugees and internally displaced people in the region, including the delivery of humanitarian aid.
Participants agreed to quickly find ways to resume gas delivery to all affected populations. They also agreed to continue to work towards resuming all multilateral rehabilitation programs in the region.
The head of the UN Observer Mission in Georgia, Johan Verbeke, said the parties also engaged in in-depth political discussions.
The crux of our attention went to one very important point, that is looking at a mechanism that could help us prevent and resolve incidents as they arise. This is not just a technical question, it is an eminently political question, and we had at 12. There is an agreement among all the participants in the Geneva talks, so-called international discussions, an agreement in principle on the very fact that such a mechanism is necessary.
U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Daniel Freed noted that the talks were occurring amid post-conflict tensions in Georgia and the region. He said the situation on the ground is dangerous and that there is no time to lose in reaching an agreement.
We will continue to work to improve the situation on the ground and improve coordination between the various actors on the ground. Certainly, despite the serious disagreements we have with the Russian Federation over the origins of the conflict and recognition of South Ossetia and Abkhazia, the United States will work with Russia.
The participants said the talks are on track and they have agreed to meet again in mid-February. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.